Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Kern, Paul's youngest son. I'll be here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free, give us a call. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And after a couple beautiful days, we're going to snap back into reality that it's April for the next week or two here. And which would be good, right? We'll slow down some of that growing process, slow down some of the process so it's not getting too, you know, in bud and bloom too quickly. And then, you know, is there still the opportunity for a frost all the way until about May 20th? So we're looking at about 40 days. Excuse me, no, there's only 30 days in April, so there's 39 days before that. So that's something we need to be thinking about. You know, beautiful weather, right? And you just kind of want to get out there and do something. But then, you know, you look at this and you say, all right, got to slow down a little bit. So that's a good way to do it. Now, I'll start off the show a little bit different. I know this isn't a sports talk show or anything, but I'm a UMass graduate. My father was a UMass graduate, and our UMass hockey team won the national championship last night, so there's some excited UMass alumni out there, and I am definitely one of them. So pretty exciting stuff to be able to watch last night. So I won't talk a lot about it, but you're probably going to hear me say it all the time because it's pretty awesome to me. So anyways, that's besides the point today. We're looking at a little bit of rain later today. You know, it's probably tonight. It's weird. Yesterday, when you look at the weather, it was saying afternoon, right? Now it's saying probably night and maybe into Monday, pushing that rain into Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, in some of the areas. So we'll see what happens, right? We're not sure. We could definitely be using some of that rain, especially if you're starting to put your crabgrass fertilizer down or some of your starter fertilizers, some of your lawns, etc. This is, you know, free water, right? Instead of having to put the hose out for a long extended period of time, this is a nice way to get the lawn watered, your crabgrass control watered in. You know, even if you're using just a fertilizer or lime or any of those products to be putting into the lawn, this is a good thing for it. You know, we're starting to notice some of the damage from last year's drought. This season, I'm noticing some pine trees, some, you know, evergreens that are starting to show a little bit more of that brown tips, brown everything to it. A lot of times it has to do with the water that we did not get. I know we did get a decent amount of snow, but we barely caught up to what we should be average for our water rain levels. So there, you're going to notice. You're going to start to notice some of those things out there. So this rain that's coming is definitely beneficial. Great thing is it's during the week, right? Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday versus the weekend. You can enjoy your weekend and enjoy your time out there and just get outside, right, for the weekend. So that's not a bad thing. So definitely look forward to the weekend again to be able to get back out there and do some more. I've talked the past couple weeks, slow down on the grass seed and all that stuff. If you've put it out, that's fine. That's really fine. Just try to put some sort of, like, cover over it. And when I say cover, I mean like a salt marsh hay or a specific type of straw that has no weed seeds. There's products out there. It used to be called, like, pen mulch. Looks like little pellets. You put it over there. When it waters, it expands, kind of covers everything. You can put in a number of different things over it if you're worried. The temperatures aren't dropping too low. Just realize some of the germination might slow down a little bit. So that's just something to be thinking about with your grass seed if you've done it. Again, it's not something to worry about if you've done. Let's see what we can do to help it. And just realize it's going to take a little bit of time. So there's products out there. There's a company called Mainly Mulch that has a mulch that is it's like salt marsh hay or straw mixed together. But it's weed-free. So that's something you can put down over the lawn that you put seed down if you're worried about the temperatures. Those are some things to just think about. The reason why I keep talking about this is we need the soil temperatures, like I said, to be above 50 degrees for a lot of anything really to be having some growing from the soil. Right? You'll notice that. A lot of things are starting to grow, right? You'll notice that your forsythias are starting to bloom, almost in full bloom, right? Those temperatures in the soil are there. We just need to watch out for those cold nights, and that's where if you have some tender blades of grass, new blades of grass coming up, those are the spots that I would recommend some sort of covering, right? I have the soil temperatures up. The current soil temperature is 56 degrees. The 5-day average is 57. So we're there, right? That means crabgrass can start to germinate. We look at the soil temperatures 50 or above. Crabgrass can start to germinate. We talked last week, about when's the best time to put the crabgrass control down. Obviously now is, but we had talked about forsythias in full bloom. Well, I don't know about you, but I'm seeing a bunch of them in full bloom. So crabgrass control right away. So if you could get out this morning or this afternoon, get some crabgrass control if you haven't. Put it down on the lawn. Let it rain tonight and into tomorrow in the next couple days. And you'll be good to go. So we're on that cusp. We're so in between every week. You just don't know what the weather's going to bring. I looked at the weather last Sunday, right? And if you looked at the 5-day to 7-day, it actually looked like Friday, this past Friday, overnight was going to have temperatures in the low 30s. And then a couple days later, all of a sudden, warm front. So these are things to be thinking about as we go on. Temperatures do change, but it looks like the soil temperatures are going to be warm enough that crabgrass is going to start to germinate. So if you're worried about crabgrass and that's what you want to put something down with, definitely look at doing it today or tomorrow and let the rain wash it in and take care of it for you so you don't have to water it. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. And we got plenty of time in the show left for you to give us a call and discuss anything that has to do with the garden that we can do to help you out. We got some good stuff coming later today, 8 o'clock. We have Tim Ward from ProTrust Products. He's the Director of Operations. He'll be joining us to give us some good information about the ProTrust products and what we can be doing now, what we should be looking at, etc. So he'll be here at the 8 o'clock hour. He'll be joining us. We'll get some good information out of him so that you can know what this product does and why it's better than a lot of others. You'll be surprised. I mean, you've probably heard me talk about the commercials, through the commercials and talk about the product, but a lot of times 14 weeks of fertilization compared to most fertilizers that can be 6, maybe 8 weeks. So we're 2.5 times that at this point. So just some things to be thinking about, some things we'll be talking about going forward. So give us a call. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, that phone number here is 855-660-4261. We're going to take a break here. We'll be back in a few. Right back.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers is fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
Hard at work for over 75 years, Dram watering tools have been the professional's choice for quality and durability. Now, you can create the softest shower of rain with a Dram rain wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns for a variety of uses with a revolver spray gun. And use a color storm sprinkler for a lush playground. Quality you can depend on for a lifetime. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at a fine garden center near you. Visit us online at Dram.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense. Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans, nonprofits, and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we're going to be here for another 3.5 hours. So we got plenty of time to be talking gardening. Talking about some things that you would like to talk about and what we can do to help fix your garden. So definitely give us a call and we'll do what we can to help you out there. Now, the past couple days, gorgeous weather, warm weather. Now, we're talking at one point yesterday, I believe it almost hit 80 degrees. At least where I was, I could... thermometer on the truck was saying it was 80 degrees. It was warm, right? So what does that mean? That means a lot of things are starting to pop up. A lot of buds are starting to form. A lot of plants are waking up completely. Now, I was looking last night. My hydrangeas are starting to show leaves from the bottom, and the sticks are starting to form some buds on them. My peony is starting to show its buds. My daylily that I have in the corner has already, it's already like 6 inches of the blades of their style of leaves, right? Things are really starting to fill out, starting to get ready for spring and the rest of the season. So it's really nice to be looking right now, looking at these plants just wake up, right? We love it when they wake up. That's what we enjoy the most, at least, I do. When the plants are starting to wake up and show that they're back. The plant life, right, shows you that everything's just beginning, new beginnings, right? We'll say that. But it is awesome to see some of these things happen. So enjoy it. Take a look outside. See everything that's starting to bud up. You'll notice now if there is some damage on some of your trees, you'll start to be able to notice some of those things. You'll notice some of them are fully budded out. Some might be a little bit slower. So those are the things we look at. Some things to also be thinking at this point, you know, which insects could be coming out that usually happen around this time. You know, we haven't really seen a winter moth issue in the past couple of years. They've been here, but not completely. Those might be headed our way in the next few weeks, right? Because of the temperatures warming up, the leaves starting to pop out. And this is the time of year where, for those winter moths, if you've seen a lot in your area the past couple of years, this would be the time to be spraying those trees with BT. You might also see it called Thuricide or Bacillus thuricensis. You know, we want to get technical with the names, but if you were to go to a local garden center and say, I'm looking for BT, they would be able to tell you where that is. A lot of times it comes in a concentrate, so you would need something to spray. But the BT is what will get some of those winter moth early. What they do is the BT will suffocate the first and second end star, which is the beginnings of those caterpillars. So if you've had them in the past and you know they're bad, this is the time to really start thinking about this as the buds are forming. So, some thoughts on that. We haven't really seen it the past couple years that's bad. We've had, prior to this year, we had some weird winters where we'd have, nice temperatures. Then the plants would start to wake up. And this would be during the winter, right? The plants would almost start to wake up. Then we get snow late, and that would do some damage to those, the beginnings of life of those caterpillars. So, it wasn't bad, but this winter, we kind of had a normal winter where we did have snow on a normal basis, so it would be something to be looking for. We'll see what we can do. There's not much we can predict with it, but we'll hope for the best with that. If you guys have some questions, you can give us a call. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We're going to take a break. We'll be back in a few.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that. With soil moist granules, just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist. How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe as an organic weed and grass killer. No more Roundup. Organic disease control. Organic insecticide. Organic mold and mildew. BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash. And all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
North Korean leader Kim Jong-un observed the test launch of a tactical guided weapon over the weekend, according to the country's state news agency. South Korean officials say that two projectiles were fired from the country's east coast into the Sea of Japan, traveling for about 70 miles. The North Koreans reported that the weapons system was connected to the country's nuclear program. Some evacuation orders in New Mexico have been lifted as crews continue to battle a wildfire that has already killed two people. The blaze in southern New Mexico began last week and quickly grew to more than 6,000 acres and has destroyed more than 200 homes in the area of the village of Ruidoso. and 12 people were injured Saturday in a shooting at a Columbia, South Carolina mall. 10 people were treated for gunshot wounds, with 8 victims hospitalized, 2 of them in critical condition. Police say they don't believe the shooting was a random act, and a 22-year-old male is in custody in connection with the shooting. This is USA Radio News. Finland and Sweden announced this week that each would decide whether to join NATO in the next few weeks, prompting threats from Russia. Leaders in both countries have cited the Russian invasion of Ukraine as the catalyst for their reconsideration of their position with the security alliance. Former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo believes the countries will end up as NATO members. He tells Fox News that the current situation in Europe has clearly changed their perspective.
I think they can see that being in the mushy middle, being in some place as Ukraine was, where it wasn't clear if the guarantees that had been made as part of the commitments in 94, the Budapest Memorandum, if they'd be real or not, I think those two countries can see that they are better to be with this powerful entity.
And a group of businesses and residents in Philadelphia have filed a lawsuit challenging the city's renewed indoor mask mandate. The suit filed on Saturday argues that the city lacks the authority to impose the mandate that's set to go into effect on Monday. The group argues that health officials have overstepped their power and that state lawmakers have the authority to approve such orders. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last 2 decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. ExtendoVite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The 7 herbs in ExtendoVite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on ExtendoVite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get ExtendoVite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And it's looking like the sun's not really trying to peek out. It's just lightening up out there. Going to be a dreary couple days like I talked about, but that's okay. Like I said, we need it. We definitely need the weather to start popping some rain up because, you know, we're working on our lawns, we're working on the gardens, we're working on a lot of different things that will have, you know, that need the water, right? We're planting new plantings. I saw at the garden center yesterday, you know, everybody was out buying plants. Obviously, we need to water them, right? But this is free water. You don't have to do it from the hose. You can just get it done. So that is definitely something to be thankful for. If you definitely bought some plants or some other things during the weekend or the past week. Because, you know, the first 2-3 weeks, I always think, is one of the most important when it comes to watering newly planted plants, right? They're getting established. Their roots are starting to venture out a little bit. They're not staying in a container any longer. And if they dry out in there, they're going to have more issues, right? So these are some of the more important times right now to be taking care of our newly planted shrubs and trees, perennials. I know some of you might, you know, even planted some pansies out there, those types of things. This is important to keep them watered. One of the things that I hope you had done when you bought some new plants and planted them, use some of the Biotone starter to mix into the soil. If you didn't and you just recently planted, this is one where you could kind of mix into the soil above it. This biotone starter has mycorrhizae in it. Mycorrhizae is a beneficial bacteria that really attacks the root system in a way to help out the plant to absorb more water, more nutrients, etc. So, you know, this biotone's from Espoma. You've probably heard me talk about it a million times, but it is one where you could be using for new plants. So if you're looking to plant this season, definitely look for that this year. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. And, you know, like I said, rain coming, this is a good thing. If you haven't put any of the fertilizers, say you're not putting crabgrass prevention down. Say you're putting just a fertilizer down. Or you're starting a lawn. You're not putting like a chemical down. You're putting more organics down. Still perfect time. So we kind of get caught up in crabgrass this first part of the season because it's all we can kind of think about, crabgrass. It's like, it's almost like a four-letter word in your head. You know, you're like, oh, crabgrass. But there are other things you can be doing, especially if you've controlled the crabgrass in the past. There are organic ways of using a crabgrass control, right? Corn gluten, trying to have the corn gluten down. So it'll help prevent some of those crabgrass seeds to be germinating. You know, we could be looking at putting in a new lawn right now. And we started talking about that grass seed. I had said the past couple of weeks, maybe wait a little bit, maybe wait a little bit weather-wise. The weather is starting to level out. We're not having those extreme temperatures. So soil temperatures are there. The weather's there, so it is a good time to start putting some seed down. Now, if you're putting any seed down, I always recommend using a starter fertilizer, something that has a heavy middle number. So the middle number is a lot higher than the other two, and that's a phosphorus-based, right? So putting that down, then putting your seed down, determining how much sun you get, how much shade you get. You know, because that's the difference in a lot of the grass seeds. You know, some of the grass seeds out there that like more sun are your bluegrass. Bluegrass in this area loves sun. Loves it. Soak it up. You know, so will the fescues and the rye grasses. But the ryes and the fescues can actually do a little bit more in the shade. So take a look at the mixes. Determine what you have. Is it full sun? Is it part sun? Is it all shade? And then kind of figure out some things from there. Some other things to, you know, think about with what you could be doing in the lawn. Liming. Do you want to use the regular pelletized lime? Do you want to use a fast-acting lime, like a lightning lime from Espoma? Do you want to use like the Magical from Jonathan Green. Do you want to just use something along those lines, something that's faster acting, something that starts working immediately when it hits the ground, versus some of the old style lime, the pelletized lime, that takes about 6 months to really work? So that's something to think about now. Do you have issues with the lawn where you have lots of moss or water kind of sat over the winter? Well, let's look at that and see what we can do there, because there are products to help that. Natural Alternatives has a product called Sulfur, right? The sulfur-based product will actually help break up some of the nutrients underneath the ground, release trapped nutrients, take care of some clay areas, break it up a little bit, and then allow some of the moisture to go through so it's not sitting creating the moss. So those are some things to be thinking about at this point. The moss there, it's one thing to kill it, right? I've been talking to a lot of people in the garden center lately who just say, oh, I have moss, I want to kill it. I said, well, we can kill it now. I can give you that product, but you might as well just come back and buy more of it, because just killing it is not going to take care of it. We need to take care of the issue behind it. And that's the clay-filled soils, the compact soils where water sits, areas that might be a lot more shade, right? So we look at those products like sulfur. We look at Jonathan Green has a product called Love Your Soil. Those are the products we look to put down to help break up those areas to allow us to thrive with a new lawn. Now, I was talking with somebody the other day at the garden center, and they were just saying, I hate having to put a synthetic down every year for crabgrass, and to her, the corn gluten didn't work. And I said, well, the best thing for you to do is prevent that crabgrass, right? Maybe use the synthetic, and then from there, put better lawn in there, fertilize better so it's a thicker lawn, so that the crabgrass can't get in there. That's the long-term goal of a lawn, is making that lawn fuller, thicker, so that your crabgrass and your weeds can't get in there. Obviously, easier said than done, right? They got the commercials, the Scott's lawns are the perfect green, perfect everything, right? Well, if it's not staged somewhere and it is at somebody's house, it's years of work being put down. This isn't just a one-season type thing. So we definitely need to be looking at what we can do for the long term. If you want to get away from the synthetic controls, you want to get away from worrying about crabgrass in the lawn. Best way to do it, establish that lawn. Continue the feeding program throughout the year to allow your grass to get thicker, deeper roots. Allow it to fill in more. Get some grass that has maybe some creeping type grasses. There's a type of fescue that has, it's called chewings. That's a chewings fescue that creeps a little bit. It's in some mixes. And it allows it to fill out more instead of just being in the spot that it created, from the seed, like a bluegrass. These will spread out a little bit more and fill in those areas. So look for something along those lines. These are just some things, some tips to be looking at what we could be doing to eventually get out of the synthetics. And like I was saying, I was talking with someone, and she was just didn't want to put crabgrass control, but she understood that if she wants to get to the point where there's no chemicals, try this, because she felt that corn gluten didn't work. Do I feel it works? Once it's done correctly, yes, it can, definitely. So you can stay that organic way, but you have to be persistent. You have to continue to watch it and take care of it. So, you know, really up to you on where you want to go. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we got plenty of time left in the show. We're over 3 hours left in the show. So we got time for you guys to give us a call and enjoy, start to enjoy the day. I know it's not going to rain till later. It'll probably be dreary most of the day, but that's okay. Probably a better day today to do some of the yard work than yesterday when it was about 80 degrees at some points and you're probably sweating, thinking, oh, it's only April. What's the summer going to bring? But that's for another day, another time to be thinking about. So if you have some questions, definitely give us a call. We don't just have to be talking about the lawn. We can talk about other things that are going on, because we should be thinking about fertilizing our trees and shrubs, right? We should be looking at our plants and saying, even the established ones, they had a really harsh summer and fall last year where the moisture was just not out there, not in the ground. They're starting to come back, starting to feel better, but they're going to be weak. What can we do to help them? Fertilize, evergreens, use Hollytone, trees, tree tone, your shrubs, certain evergreen type shrubs, rhododendrons, azaleas, hollies, boxwoods, those things, use Hollytone. For me, you're more deciduous, some of your deciduous azaleas, spireas, just to name a few there, some we could be using like a plant tone. You move on to the hydrangeas, maybe using a 10-10-10 or a 5-10-5 on them at this point. Or if you're looking to add more blooms this season, add some super phosphate or a triple phosphate, whichever you can do. Those are some things right now to be looking at doing to help take care of those plants. You know, we're quick to forget that we had a major drought and our plants are still hurting from it. So we need to take care of them. And so if you're seeing some damage on them, we've got to fertilize to take care of them and water. Now it's going to rain the next couple days. That'll help. But continue to water this spring, even some of your more established plants, to help them get back into the routine and absorb that water a little better to be more successful for you for this season. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we got plenty of time left and wide open lines, so if you have some questions, give us a call. We're going to do everything we can to help you out, to help you be more successful in the garden this season. So we're going to take a break. Give us a call. We'll help you out. Back in a few.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Have you ever fed the birds during the winter? It's a lot of fun. But don't waste your money on inexpensive bird food that will not attract those colorful birds and the songbirds. Cheap seed contains filler like red Milo, cracked corn, and white millet. A great seed if you want to attract mourning doves and grackles. But if you want songbirds and colorful birds, use Wild Delight Bird Food Custom Blends. Fresh raisins, cherries, cranberries, tree nuts, vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals. Found only in Wild Delight Bird Food.
I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist, here to introduce new all-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we do have a couple calls on the line, so we'll get right back into it. Nathan, who's up next?
Kevin is in upstate New York.
Kevin, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Yeah. Good morning. I'm a long-time listener. I listened to your dad quite a while, and I'm glad that you took over.
Awesome. Thank you.
I have an active forest farm where I raise log-raised mushrooms, and I raise considerable garlic. About 2,500. I plant to 3,000 garlic cloves a year. But I just inherited a garden. My neighbors packed up and moved to Florida, and I did a soil sample, and the organic matter is low, which I kind of knew that when I took the soil samples, but it's low on boron, and I'm looking for what's a good source to add boron to the soil.
Okay. So how low is it? On the soil sample, did it say what your level was and then what the recommendation was?
I don't have the sheet in front of me, but it was low. It was low. And that's a common denominator for this area,
yep,
for the soil. I don't have the sheet in front of me, so I can't really
tell.
I just, I don't know.
So the, go ahead.
No, I'm listening. Go ahead.
So there's you know, boron is something that a lot of other areas kind of forget about, and that it, when it's in there, they don't really think about it. When they just see it on like a soil sample, they're like, oh, okay, yeah, no, boron, you know, boring, if you will. But, you know, there. So to get a boron, I believe borax soap. I'm double checking at the same time. Borax is actually is safe for plants. I'm trying to see where you could get it, but borax is the product that I know has enough in it that will actually help. So it's like a you can buy it like on Amazon, one of those places. It's borax. It's like a detergent, right? Okay. But it is safe to use in the soil. I have to look deeper into the amount, but I know I've talked to some people who have used that as an additive for the soil to help with it. People will use it on like fruit trees, that type of thing. But look for like the powder, not like the heavy granules, if you could.
Right.
But borax is mostly boron, if I remember correctly. I'd have to look at a container and get the active ingredients off of it. That to me is the easiest way to find it.
Okay.
You can find it in like large bags or small bags, depending upon what you're looking for.
Okay, that's great, because the pH, everything's in sync across the board. The pH is a little bit high. It's a 7.1. I have the sulfur here from natural alternatives that I've been using on my garlic patch. I'm doing 2,500 garlic cloves a year, so I got quite a bit of a patch.
Yeah.
So I can get the pH down just a little bit. That's not real, not real off the chart, but everything else is in, but boron was the main thing that was out of sync on that. So.
Yeah, and it's, like I said, the best way to get it would be like a borax cleaner. It's sodium borate is what the ingredient is, which is what will then turn into the boron for you. What I would do is it's a natural product, so it's not like it's going to burn, but I'd be looking at the sample a little bit more and saying, all right, how many square feet did I do, and then kind of spreading it a thin layer over it and not doing it all at once, maybe doing it in a couple applications, like 6 to 8 weeks apart, so you're not doing too much, and then kind of after the whole process, retest it and see where you're at. I gotta go. I'm sorry. Have a good one.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.